Now, of course...
You're mighty busy in your headlines, forming worlds and making stars to shine. But you promised if I'd ask, Lord, I'd receive it. So here am I, Lord, asking one more time. It's me again, Lord.
Thank you so much. Hand me down my trumpet blow.
I've never been to heaven, but I've been told. Hand me down my silver trumpet, Gabriel. The gates made of pearl and the streets are paved with gold. Hand me down my silver trumpet blow. Religion was a thing that money could buy. Hand me down my silver trumpet, Gabriel. The rich man would live and the poor man would die. Hand me down my silver trumpet, blow. Oh, hand me down. Oh, hand me down. Hand me down my silver trumpet, Gabriel.
The Smith Family Singers. Let's give them another hand. You know, the music of the Beers family has been all around us today. We're writing notes to them, and we hope that you're writing notes. They couldn't be here. Evelyn wasn't feeling very well, and besides, they have a wedding in the family. Marty's getting married on May 18th, and they couldn't traipse way off down here when they had to tend to things about the wedding. But we want them to know that we miss them and that they have left a lot of their music on the banks of the Suwannee River. Evelyn says it's from people like the Beadnells that we learn. And it's a wonderful thing that they live in Florida. They came to Florida to live and brought with them so much traditional music. Let's welcome the Beadnells.
Thank you. Tom and I are going to sing two songs, and I'm going to sing
louder, louder.
Pardon me. Tom and I are going to sing two songs, and I'm going to sing the first one. It's a story song, and it couldn't happen to children in this day and time, but it really did used to happen, perhaps, to children. They say it did. It's called The Orphan Girl. I heard it first in West Virginia when I was 8 years old. No home, no home had an orphan girl as she stood at the rich man's door. And she simply cried as she climbed up. This is Uncle Tom. As I said yesterday, you'll always recognize him by his lovely crop of black curls on top. And so that you won't forget him, I just wanted to mention that. And we're going to sing a song called On Springfield Mountain. It's rather interesting because everybody in Tennessee said it happened down there. And I mentioned that up in New York State at a festival, and somebody got real mad at me and said I should go to Old Sturbridge in Massachusetts, where I've never been. And a man would tell me it happened right up there in Massachusetts. And I made a mistake and said first it happened in Tennessee and then in Vermont. So look out where you say a story happens, because you're liable to be wrong. It's called Springfield Mountain.
On Springfield.
Wait, let's do it in this key. On Springfield Mountain,
there did dwell a likely youth. I knew him well.
I am old to ride, let's try the refrain once. It's O-Turi-Lirai-Turi-Lay. There's no use in having a folk festival unless folks all sing. Let's sing it once too. It's O-Turi-Lirai-Turi-Lay. O-Turi-Lirai-Turi-Lay. We can do it better. Now the next time we'll sing the second stanza. One day this lovely youth did go down to the meadow for to mow. Come on. Oh, to right there, oh, to right there, to right there. He had not moved the field when a crow was harping.
It is he,
they took him home to his mother dear, and she would look so very queer. I hear, oh, to right there, to right lay, oh, to right there, right. Oh, John, dear, why did you go down to the meadow for to mow?
It's a pleasure to welcome Lynn and Lane Taylor of Jacksonville for their second time. They were here for the first time last year. Let's give them a big hand.
Thank you. Song now that was, I think it was an old work song, but somewhere along the line, somebody that played country blues got a hold of it. It's called Long Time Man.
Can't get no letter, can't hear from takes a long time then feel bad.
We'd like to try to do an old spiritual now. It's called Morning Train.
We can get our bass too.
I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home on the morning train. If you don't see me, you can hear me singing all of my sins. Been taken away, taken away. Sister Mary wore three links of chain. Sister Mary wore three links of chain. Sister Mary wore three links of chain. On each link was my Jesus' name. All my sins been taken away, taken away. Well, I don't know, but I've been told streets of heaven are paved in gold. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. Well, the devil, he has a slippery shoe. If you don't watch out, he's gonna slip it on you. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home on the morning train. If you don't see me, you can hear me singing. All my sins been taken away.
There's a little hole in the program, and I just thought I'd put myself on. One time, old Bur Rabbit went off across the river to a Halloween party, and you know, Bur Rabbit don't like to swim, so he went across on the ferry boat with the ferry boat man rowing him across, and he had such a good time to the party that he stayed too long, and the ferryboat man got tired and sleepy, and he put up the boat. And when Bur Rabbit come back down to the river after the party, he said, "Lord, have mercy." He said, "I got to get across this river. Where that boat man?" And he commenced to holler, and he hollered, "Hoo-hoo, hoo, hoo-hoo," and he kept on hollering. To pretty soon he wake up old boy alligator. sleeping down in his lair under the banks of the river. And old boy alligator, he come a-floating up on top of the water, and he say, "Who that making all that noise?" And he say, it's me, a boy rabbit." Boy alligator say, "What you doing out so late, boy?" He say, "I've been to a Halloween party." Boy alligator say, "What's that?" He say, "Ain't you never been to no Halloween party?" He say, "Well, we've been having the most fun. We've been over there bobbing for apples and eating cotton candy and getting all messed up and messing around." And he say, "But I got to get on home because my mammy going to skin me alive if I don't come on." And so old boy rabbit, old boy alligator, he float up there back and forth a while, and he say, "Well, I'll tell you what you do. You get on my back, and I'll take you across the river." Well, now, that kind of surprised boy rabbit, because him and boy alligator ain't what you call bosom companion. They ain't never swapped no birthday presents, no Christmas presents, no rip each other, no cards, no nothing. Still, no, he got to get across that river. So he say, "My, that old back's mighty rough." He say, "It's got a bit lot of humps and bumps in it. Do I get on? I might fall off." Oh, boy. Alligator say, "Fit your foot in the humps and bumps and hold on." Well, he hop on, and no sooner do he hop on than he wish he could hop off, cause he pay particular attention that old boy alligator ain't going straight across that river. And also he heading off down here into the bulrushes. And he say, "This here alligator up to something, I gotta find out." And he say, "Excuse me, boy alligator." But he say, "You ain't a-going across the river." I say, "I'm gonna go across the river, not down it nor up it." And that old alligator, he turned that old head around and he opened up that mouth. And oh my, he had more tooth in there than there is stars twinkling in the sky. And he say, "No, I ain't going across the river. I hear what you say. I'm going to take you off down here after a while." He say, "I know who it was sought the grass on fire and burnt my back and made all them humps and bumps on it. It was you. And I'm going to take you off over here, and I'm going to goozle out your gizzard." Oh, my. Boy, rabbit, he's scared to death. But instead of boo-hooing like boy alligator speck him to, he commenced to giggle. He said, And boy alligator say, "Don't you understand what I say? I say I'm gonna goozle out your gizzard." "Yeah, I understand what you say. But if you think you're gonna goozle out my gizzard, you got another thunk coming."
"How that?"
He say, "'Cause when I went to that Halloween party," he said, "I took out my gizzard. As a matter of fact, I ain't got one gizzard, I got two gizzards. And I put them in a hollow tree right over yonder on the other side of this here Swanee River." Well, that's all that old fumbly bumbly boy alligator wanted to hear. He flipped around in the water and he headed straight across there. And when he got near enough, old boy rabbit gave a monstrous jump and he hit that dry land. And lippity-clippity-lippity-clippity, he went on off home. And as far as I know, old boy alligator is floundering around there in the mud and them bulrushes looking for a hollow tree and two rabbit gizzards what ain't there. One more thing before you go visiting around and then come back. Take out your number. take out your number, and let's have the drawing for that beautiful quilt being raffled by the Cancer Society.
Bill Pine played the banjo on it. We like it. It's one of our favorites. And if I can get these fellas to go into the key of E, which is right there. Everybody knows that I'm the newsboy of this town. You can hear me yelling, morning star, running along the street. Got no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet. Sir, how I look, don't look me and frown. I sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. Awful gold and hungry, sir. My clothes are mighty thin. I wander about from place to place, but ain't a bit to win. Father died a drunkard, sir, I heard my mother say. I am helping mother as she journeys on her way. My mother always tells me, sir, I'm nothing in the world to lose. I'll get a job in heaven, sir, sell the gospel news. I sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm the new boy of this town. You can hear me yelling, morning star, running along the street. Got no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet. you want us to play about one more song? Ma'am?
We don't need nobody else.
All right, the Orange Blossom Special.
Hello, Benny Van. Where you going?
Tallahassee.
There ain't no lassie like Tallahassee.
This is a song about a bird.
Not a jailbird either.
Mockingbird.
Thank you.
still.
Doesn't rain you out tonight, and we're going to try to do some good picking for you. Come down with this mic, please.
That's a dirty
we're going to start off with a good fast number called the Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Thank you. Thank you so much. Real nice to be here tonight. It's been a fine festival. This seems to be the good night for it, Saturday night. You know, this is when the hoedowns are. We'd like to do a little singing for you now. Hope you remember this number. It's called Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. Seen that gal of mine, she was standing in the door. She said, honey, I'll be a long time gone. Never see your gal home. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Till you let your dollars go. Well, I'm going down that railroad track. I'm gonna take my rocking chair. If these doggone blues don't leave my mind, gonna rock away from here. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Till you let your dollars go. Thank you. Now we're going to have a little featured guest at the Folk Festival here, flat pick dobro in style by Mr. Tut Taylor in one call, The Lonesome Dobro.